17. Start by saying that, I know it's in the minutes as well, but that Rich Perry is excused. When we set the meeting, I talked to Rich, and this worked for everybody else. The schedule didn't work for Rich's, but he agreed, although it was on the agenda, to let it go, and he'll be at the next meeting, whenever we call it. We have one resolution on the agenda. I'd like to just start with, and then we can talk about the Global Warming Committee and whatnot. That's resolution number 30.
Before we do that, I'm having a real hard time getting schedules clear.
Okay.
Could I just ask, I just didn't determine when energy and environment.
No, we can talk about that first. It hasn't. The last term, this committee met on the first Thursday of every month. So what's currently open, and I wanted to find out from everybody what their schedules look like, the current options would be either the first Monday or Thursday. That's still open. And it works in terms of none of you have any committee conflicts. That doesn't mean you have other conflicts. Or we could look at something I was interested in looking at is meeting the week of caucus, the second week, which caucus is on Wednesday, so we would need ideally to meet on either Monday or Tuesday with the aim of meeting before Ways and Means. I don't know if anyone has any input or preference. Okay. And 6:30, Manny, you said 6:30 would be a good time for you, right? So we'll move to 6:30.
That's better for me.
Okay. So we will move the meetings to 6:30, and let's just determine the day, or let's tentatively determine the day, and we'll run it by.
Do we have schedules of when everything else is meeting so far?
Yeah.
At this point, on Tuesdays,
the first Tuesday.
Yeah. We have economic development and law enforcement. Public safety. On the second week, Monday and Tuesday is currently open.
Yeah, so we're looking at Monday or Thursday of the first week, because currently on the first Tuesdays, economic development, law enforcement, first Wednesdays, legislative programs, public works, and the first Mondays, the health department.
None
of us are on the health committee, I believe.
Right. Neither one of the Monday or Tuesday matters to me, either one. As long as it's 6:30, I can be here.
Does anyone have a preference on having it the first week or the second week?
I think the second week is going to make it clearer for everybody, so there's no conflict.
There will be times if we have it Monday or Tuesday that just the way the week goes, that sometimes we'd be meeting after the... The caucus is the first meeting, right?
No, because the caucus is always going to be the second Wednesday. So we'd be looking at the second Monday or Tuesday. So we'd always meet before the caucus. If we chose a Monday in either week, there would be occasions where we'd have to move it potentially because of holidays. A lot of holidays tend to fall on Mondays.
Okay.
It might be a fluke that it was never a first or second Monday, but it might happen.
Well, the way the former chair had the weeks, you know, sometimes it took like a Ouija board to figure out what was the first week and everything like that. So
we're gonna
try to do a better job of it this time, making sure. I always thought it was like the first Wednesday after the first Monday or whatever. You know, the same way election day is. You always never have it on the first, but.
Rich has a pretty fixed schedule, it seems, like the terms that he definitely can't go.
He told me, and I'll confirm whatever, he told me that he's very busy, it's his wrestling commitment, that he's very busy for basically another month, and then everything opens up.
It's all baseball.
his committee's meeting, his laws and rules committee meeting is going to be scheduled, according to Vicki, it's not set yet, but his plan is to schedule it for what it is currently, which is the Monday before session, so the third Monday. Apparently he's open to the idea that that committee might have to meet more than once, but his committee hasn't met yet, so that discussion hasn't happened yet. I would prefer, but I'm totally, if it's better for everybody, I prefer to move the meeting to the week of caucus. I like the consolidation of it.
That's fine.
But, so on that week, does anyone have a preference between Monday or Tuesday? Am I doing?
Yeah. I would prefer Tuesday.
Okay.
Because I personally, Monday morning is the worst. By Monday evening, I usually know what mm-hmm. I'm doing. But also we do tend to have long weekends.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want to, let me run it by Rich, but we'll look at the second Tuesday of the month, and then maybe our backup would be the first Thursday to keep away from Mondays. And I'll let everybody know what Rich says. We'll see Rich tonight. He'll be here for the 9 o'clock, but that meeting is going to be 2 minutes long now. So, okay, and 6:30, whatever day it is, we'll be on 6:30 from now on. Okay. All right. Moving on to the resolution. Anyone would like to make a motion to discussion? Mary, second. Want to second for discussion?
Okay. Absolutely.
Thank you. This is about Ken and I, so it's more appropriate that someone else do it. And just for your information, Anna, since you're right here, Ken and I are currently serving on the board. We were appointed in, was it April?
Something like that. But then they didn't realize we were on the board until like June.
Right. So we didn't meet until actually August.
Like August and not at you know, Lenny, yeah. in Lenny's Bakery.
Exactly. So, speaking for myself, I enjoy serving. I feel like we're just starting to get up to speed. The other board members have been serving for 20, 25 years, something like that. So,
and I feel like Tracy and I are uncovering some very troubling trends that we're hoping to sort of right end the ship a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, with basic open meetings. but I think we're both happy to serve. So.
And it works out really well having both of us on there because if one of us can't make it, the other one can, and we communicate really well. So.
Yeah. Is there any other discussion on the resolution? Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So now I did want to discuss. I circulated the dissolving the global warming committee and creating the Climate Smart Committee resolution, which in our previous term we saw pretty much at every meeting. And I actually spoke to Laura Petit today on another issue, and she brought up this committee and asked if we were going to create the Climate Smart Committee, and I said that we've been trying pretty much all last term to make it happen. So channeling legislator Bill Filio, I think we should just move on this and get it happening. So not on today's agenda, but if everyone could think about it and ideally in the short term we can bring some names and get it moving. Any ideas, we'll put it on the agenda for next month and maybe even in advance of the next phone call. Vicki pointed out that the representative from the county is no longer the accurate committee since that committee has now changed twice in terms of names, but I think the spirit of it is obviously the environmental committee. So we're looking at one from this committee. So I don't know if, Manna, if you want to consider serving on this. You can think about it.
I'll consider it, okay. But I'm going to decide right now. I'm still trying to get my feedback.
That's totally fine.
I said I would do it. It's very dear to my heart, and it's It's a good possibility.
Okay. I think it would be great. I mean, last time I told Carl that I would serve, but I think it'd be amazing if you did it. I think just your lunch work, you know, goes toward it. So
I think if we can get Laura on it as well.
She's very interested.
Yeah. And she still works for the New Paltz Department of the Environment.
She does. Yeah, she's there. She's their recycling coordinator as well.
So she could be either from the environmental organization or from the town or the government, whichever one.
Exactly. So. And I'll call her back and ask her about it, but she was very, it was unsolicited. She brought it up. So
when she was on the legislature, this was her, it was her passion, so.
So, okay. So we'll discuss this. I think, some unresolved issues from last time, and I wanted to ask you, Krista, if you could get the packet. Man, it probably has a lot of it, but you know the packet that we put together for the Joint Committee? That you got those three books?
On the RRA.
On the RRA, yes. Could we get a new, like another set of them? Is that possible? Even if I bring in mine, could we recopy them from, so that Amanda would have them?
Oh, okay.
Because everyone else on the committee got them as part of our work last term, but I think moving forward, there are RRA issues that we attempted through, Ken had a lot of frustration about it. We attempted to reach consensus, but I think that we'll need to look at a lot of those issues again and take them up, including the board makeup, the board membership, the possibility of legislators, all these things we discussed, and they never actually.
While we're talking about the RRA, I took the liberty, for those of you who don't know, I was on the environmental committee last year, and then my cup ranneth over, and I, you know, asked to be removed, and then I came back. So in coming back, I reached out the other day to Tim Rose over at the RRA just to catch up a little bit and see what was happening. He said that their tonnage came in really well near the end of the year. They were at like 118,000 tons, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Tim also said he's not here, right? Sorry. I came in late. I didn't stay here. I was going to tell everybody how great everything's going, but Tim can tell everybody. Never mind. I figured when you were looking back, it's right behind you, isn't it?
I figured I thought maybe you saw him there.
No.
But
we had a great conversation.
Do you want to just give us a summary of your conversation with Ken? So
As I was saying, we came in around 18-7 or so, 18-8, just shy of 19,000. Which is great because you understand we just started developing that budget back in June, July time frame, which is what we do every year. And we only had 6 months of flow control. That's it. All the data we had to try to project everything for a year from now. And we almost nailed it. And we predicted 120,000 tons for this year. So if we were just shy of 119, is you really got to concentrate on that $100 ton, whatever that number. Obviously, that's connected to the tonnage. But was that a good number? And it seems as though it was. We have enough money to pay our debt service this year. So that's no problem. We increased the rates this year about 3%. We're at $103 a ton for this year, if you're directly. And that should get us right on target. You know, we're supposed to be budgeting to break even. You know, we're just talking this business. That we still have to put money away for the reserves, which we don't have. So hopefully, we keep hitting it. At the end of that year, you know, State Council has almost lost down to 10-15% of our operating budget in the reserves, just sitting on the banking account somewhere. Which is a lot more than the municipality. The municipality can go around 5%. But municipalities are stable in that debt, property taxes. They know what they're going to get. we don't know what we're going to get. That's why you have to come through those offices. If you held us, you got to have a lot more percent. You should have a person 10-15%, somewhere around the 15% range is ideal, just in case you find it okay.
Where are the reserves now?
Well, right now reserves, I've got, what I'm going to guess on this, probably about $2 million.
And where is that in percentage-wise?
I have to pay the debt service. The debt service is going to take about 2.4 in March. Which if you're doing the right thing every year, if you're paying the debt service at the end of the year, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to pull up those reserves throughout the year, and you're going to finish it back down to zero again, and start building it up and back down to zero. You're supposed to collect that information. The one key that we don't have is that $2.5 million to have bank accounts somewhere you don't touch unless you really need it. That's what should happen. Hopefully, over the next few years, now you have bond control, we should be able to start building it up. Especially, you'll see when we do the budget this year, every year we do the same thing. The budget goes off in June and July, goes to the board, then sent it in August, goes to the board in August, the sent to the legislature in August, and also to the county executive office in August, September, and the board votes on the final budget. But you'll see this year, though, we have about $450,000 coming off the debt service. So you can look at that, it's going to be about 4 months' time. The other thing that's coming up this year, too, is the final disposal contract is up, and the trucking contracts are up. So somewhere in the June, July time frame, we're going to have the final disposal. So I plan on doing a trucking for the top 5, because you have to match that up with the trucking. So I'll probably take the type 5, and once I know what those are, then I can go out for the trucking. And figure out, then when we go out for the trucking on it, we don't pay it. I plan on when I go out to bid it, to have them select these 5 sites and give us prices to each one of these sites. So that way, the trucking they get hired may not be the lowest in the trucking, but they're going to be added in with
the T&D both together, right?
The T&D together, right. It may be a mixed match of both. You know, you may get the higher trucking, the lower disposal, and so forth. It all depends. You might get one in Colony, the landfill, which is close, or you might get one out in Buffalo. You know, but the one in Buffalo is $20 a ton, and the one in Colony is $40 a ton. It's going to be better going to the Colony than the trucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my theory. So I do know Colony is interested in bidding on it. I talked to them several months ago. I know others are interested in bidding on it. So it's going to be kind of...
County Waste owns that, right?
They don't own it, they want it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's a 20-year lease.
Okay.
And there's others that have already contacted me about this. So hopefully we're going to get the word out as many as possible. And if we can get a savings at the end of the year, that could be an additional number of problems on that for us time. And what I mean is the typical fees are going to come down for us time. Also, we have to the board and I to discuss, because you may want to take, you know, you got that saving, you may want to put that into the reserves where it's supposed to be, so the console's office is happy. And, because my fear is I don't want to keep hitting breaking zero or breaking even and have a bad year. I don't want to come back to the legislature and ask for money. I don't want to do that. I want to be able to have that money in the bank and cover it for a bad year and then make up for it in a good year.
Right.
So.
It's not about question for reform. I've been getting some constituent complaints about the fuel surcharge, saying that gasoline prices are going down. Why isn't the fuel surcharge going down?
Well, if you use diesel, that is done on a we don't supply gas. We use not diesel. Diesel hasn't been going down as much.
So.
But we do.
How does that work? Is there a formula going up and down, or is it just set once a year?
No, it's set monthly. Every month. It's a lag. There's a lag month. So what you're doing when you set the fuel charge, the fuel surcharge for January. January's fuel charge was set based on December's numbers. And then February is going to be set on January's numbers.
So you don't set it based on when you purchase the fuel?
No.
Okay.
And diesel fuel is almost the same as home heating fuel,
right?
Yeah, it's
very
simple.
It's different. I mean, off-road diesel and home heating, all those dyes in those. So you have to get diesel fuel from on-road diesel.
But they're similar product to the manufacturer. at some level. So
yeah, from a physical standpoint, from a taxing standpoint, it's a little better.
But demand is up for home heating oil.
Yeah.
It affects the diesel.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Canada would offer a diesel and on with diesel. You're right, but the home heating oil goes up. So there is a lag.
And what you didn't say is that you successfully avoided the net service fee this year.
Yes,
okay. And that, and we're setting that as our goal going forward.
So that means cost control is successful.
Well, it's successful on a wide level.
That's right, you make that money.
And I'll tell you one thing, there's successful not only on the financial standpoint, on a financial level, the media about the county, but it was also successful from a entrepreneurial standpoint. The amount of small owners I saw grow this year was amazing. And I just got a phone call two days ago about other small business owners thinking about opening up other businesses, quality businesses in Ulster County, because now that they're not going against the giants anymore, everybody has the same claim to them. So it's coming down to price and customer service. So from a small business person, you know, from a standpoint, they're putting out a lot of time to them.
Matt? Yeah, I'm just wondering where things stand with the draft plan.
It's still in DC's hands. It's for 2 years now.
Could I get a copy of it, please?
No.
Or do we?
DC told us that they want to first review the document. They said, do not release it to the public. They said when they've done it in other counties, it's been a disaster. And it'll go on for year after year after year. Because now before they can even address, before we can address their comments, it's now the public domain. So now they're getting DEC comments and all the public's comments, and they said it'll go on for year after year after year. So they said, don't release it. It's a draft plan. Give it to us. Let us review it and address our comments first. And when our comments are addressed, then you can release it to the public.
And then you have public hearing.
Can I ask, just a follow-on question to Manus?
Yeah.
And this was brought up last year, too. I mean, I appreciate the concern about the public getting it, and I guess that there's a distinction, but I also, I mean, this committee is, and this legislature is pretty intimately connected with the RA, so the idea of a legislator or even this committee as a whole, I mean, it's something that I want to see too, and I've spoken to you both on the record and off the record about some of my concerns about what I perceive to be or more appropriately to not be in the plan, but I haven't seen it yet either. So
that plan could be turned up totally upside down.
What do you mean? It could be turned up totally down by the DEC meeting?
You see, it's a 50-page letter, and then the whole thing has to get rewritten again. See, the problem is you give them this endless cycle. It'll never stop. And what I mean by that is if we don't address DEC's, first get DEC on the same page. Okay, these are the ones up there that are approving the document, and then release it. What's going to happen now is if you do, what DEC is afraid of, they told me flat out, if you release it to the public, it's been a disaster in other counties. If you release it out there, you're going to start getting problems, you're going to change it around, we're going to tell you to change it, and the public's going to tell you to change it again, and then we're going to tell you to change it, and which is okay, it'll go on for years, because it will be the same thing. But they wanted, they asked all the other counties, it's not just Ulster, they asked all the other counties, write the plan, get a draft into us, and it's draft, that's all it is. Get it into us, let us review it, let us address our comments first, and then release it out to the public. So, and what I mean by the public, that includes you guys, because we're separate, because we're an authority, we're not part of the county. But,
It is available, and actually during the special committee for the RRA last year, we did, the chairman authorized a FOIL, we did FOIL the DEC and received a copy of the draft plan. We have a copy of the draft plan. They handed it to us.
So let's get copies then for anyone on the committee who's interested in seeing it.
It doesn't speak well for transparency. I'm sorry, but this is probably one of the most important decisions that's going to be made in this county in the foreseeable future. and
to be put on a
mob goose chase by the DEC is unacceptable. I understand that's what they suggested to you, but...
It wasn't a suggestion. I just want to make that clear.
Okay.
It wasn't like we suggested not doing it. They definitely told us to don't release it.
It's an academic discussion based on what we're... If we have a copy of it, then... So, if for anyone on the committee, just speaking to the committee, right now, who wants a copy, which we know Manna wants a copy, I have a copy, then we'll get...
This is one of the most important, clearly, one of the most important issues for me. It's out there in limbo. So, as far as I'm concerned...
The Division Act works, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, and it's going to take time. I mean, we know it's going to take time, but I'd like to inform, just like Manna, I'd like to inform myself of what's in it. You know, in part to prepare myself for the discussions, but...
I do understand that, though. Yeah. And what you see is not going to be what's...
I know.
I already know that. I already sat down with DEC. There's a ton of comments on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
And my fear is we order ourselves. We didn't spend $100,000 or $200,000 like some RAs did. We voted ourselves. And I don't mean this to sound contentious here, but the problem is that I only have nine people in my entire agency that work in administration. I have one person who wrote 90% of this. That if I start getting comments on this, and she starts, Michelle, her can't start writing this thing all over again, and then it gets turned upside down, I'm gonna have to hire another staff to be able to deal with all this. It puts a lot on my plate. So just so you know where I'm coming from, as executive director trying to manage this, I have the first address in my bowl. I'm not the county of Ulster. I don't have 1,200 employees. So, the way, it's either that or if you just sort the thing out, I just get a consultant to deal with it, with the comments, which might be the way to go.
But I think you're putting the cart before the horse, because we haven't seen the draft. I mean, no one at this table, or to my knowledge, has seen the draft yet. So, Ken has seen it. So, but you haven't yet gotten comments from legislators or the public. You're anticipating the worst instead of allowing it. I mean, you have concern from legislators. You're going to have concern from the public regardless of
this is where it comes from. So I don't mean to put you on the spot, but as soon as somebody starts on the landfill, my phone would not stop ringing about where's the landfill going to be. I got phone calls from New York City DEP from the high up level of the DEP saying, you're not putting the landfill on the watershed. I said, whoa, hold on a second, everybody. I didn't talk about it in one meeting, and then she opened up some landfill on the watershed. And look, I'm only one person.
So I'm putting the rock on.
Yeah. So, so my fear is if we start, if they say, I mean, it's fine, I'll deal with it. And if so, I'll just go to the board and we'll just...
Give your passes the week later.
Well, let's take it one step at a time. We'll look at the draft, those of us that are interested. I mean, we're going to all look at it when it becomes official, but anyone who's interested in looking at it now, we'll get a copy and we'll go from there.
Yeah, but that's the whole issue of phone calls. That's not in there. That was passed since then.
I know.
That has to get all written. That's right here. And then DC's not commenting on that.
Hector? Oh, wait, Ken.
No, I don't know what I was going to say. We got
on that path going. And I'm saying this in a very friendly way. I don't want you to get defensive. But there's a new legislature, it's a new session, and I think there's also a different level of expertise in this committee that may or may not have been there before. And so, if anything, I just want you to be more open to suggestion of some people who maybe their expertise can actually help and not cause you problems. And, you know, it's a thing where just getting that information, realizing that, yes, DEC may eventually just turn the whole damn thing on its head, all right? And, yes, you realize that you're not technically part of the county of Ulster, but you know what, though? You're a public benefit corporation created by the state of New York for the purpose of the county of Ulster. So it's a thing where, you know, look, at this point, we want to move along, I know, with the rest of your meeting, but, you know, take the comments that come out of this committee, I think, with a certain level of gravity.
I do. And I don't mean it disrespectful. It's just, it's,
I guess I just don't understand. If I'm going to start addressing the comments from this body, even before this thing is even addressed by PDC, first of all, I'm going to tell you right now, I can't do that because if I start addressing those things, I've got to reach to this PDC.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of yourself.
Understand this, okay? Well,
I think you need to, I'm just, I've been to the fund, I think you need to, I'm just, 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 I'm just your best guess that the board hadn't seen yet. This is a substantial document that a lot of work went into, that a lot of thought went into. That's what the agency put out to DEC. I mean, this is not, I'm not expecting to see a two-page document, correct? I'm expecting
no,
to see something. Right, so it's something that a lot of thought went into. So I mean...
More than enough.
And
that's why I don't think it's non-defensive. And there was so much work put in this that this is, I'm afraid since this whole thing's going to turn into a disaster. And maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse.
You are. Okay. So let's, yeah.
Okay.
If you're for informational purposes, so that you're not just soliciting comments, but so that people have a starting point. And then when the DEC's comments come back, we get to see those, and at some point when it's appropriate, we'll make our comments.
Reserved income.
I just want to distinguish in my mind the difference between creating a climate smart committee, and New York State has a mechanism to set up a climate smart task force. One of the differences is that the task force is required to take a pledge and then implement the steps in the pledge. And my experience has been that in the beginning there's a lot of enthusiasm, and then people, enthusiasm wanes, and I'm not sure that the plan actually gets implemented. And hopefully we could prevent that. But this is so close to a climate smart task force that I think it might be worth, I very much move forward with this, but it might be worth looking at a task force and seeing if a countywide task force makes sense.
Yeah.
Unless you did that already.
I think we took the pledge.
Okay.
I don't remember. I'm for sure, but I'm relatively sure we took the pledge for a climate smart community.
So let's confirm that, and anything.
I think that came from that in some way, shape, or form.
Okay. Well, we'll confirm that that happened, and if it didn't, we'll bring.
I could be remembering it completely wrong.
Regarding the
task
force. So it's a valid point. Hector, let's say.
You'd be like Gary to listen to that. I thought for some reason, I thought Shapiro was in fact actually in I thought we'd see him at home to the pledge at that time. And that was back in 2009.
Call Shapiro?
Laura Petite was the sponsor of the meeting.
You could probably find out.
We'll research that. This will be on the agenda for our next meeting with the information about the task force and any back history. The other thing that I wanted to bring up just in brief, and it'll be on the agenda for next meeting too, is we had discussed and we voted on, and then we waited extending the EMC terms, and if you recall, because now we've come across that there are term limits, and pretty much every member is, once the term limits begin with the charter, but pretty much everyone who is sitting would exceed the term limits in their sitting right now, if it weren't for the creation of the charter. But council have ran and have some concerns about it in terms of power given to the executive. She wrote an opinion on it, and she came to one of our meetings, but then we didn't actually get to move on it on her suggestions. And there was back and forth between Council Chapman and Council Havranek. So we'll get that sorted for the next meeting and hopefully be able to at least just move forward. I think where we left it was extending the terms but not writing the terms with the state legislation, because we have given 3-year terms with the state legislation. So 2-year terms, we were going to correct that, but if we correct that, it takes power away from the executive, so we're just going to leave it incorrect for now and deal with it in the charter if we do charter revision. So
right.
That
part we can do a charter revision, but we should have a mandatory referendum.
Right, and I'm assuming it would be part of a bigger package. For
I imagine.
Yeah, so that will also be on the next agenda. And there are 2 RA appointments that are up. The discussions in caucus, and that will come to this committee, but it's not going to happen before next meeting. So it's possible that the appointments the resolutions will begin for the next meeting, but it's also possible that one or two will be pushed. Yes, I'm assuming by March. So
yeah.
It'll come to this committee as well.
On the EMC, it seems like if we're going to be changing it, it's going to be staggered terms so that there's institutional memory. If there's a way to do that.
Yes. Well,
one of the changes is about institutional memory in particular, because we want to remove the term limits.
Allowing them to stay
on longer. That's one of the big issues that we have, is that there currently was is it 2 terms?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And if there is a way to
stagger
the terms, there's always a good core of people.
Right.
Yeah, like any volunteer board, it's hard to always have them filled to capacity.
Yeah.
I mean, when we do look at all of our appointments for boards, we frequently see vacancies, and we also frequently, thankfully, see people who are willing to serve for long periods of time. But it is hard to get those spots filled. So I think the executive was open to that extent, to allowing that extension as well. So.
And while you were sitting here, I went on the DEC website. We are one of the 120 communities part of the Climate Smart
communities. So that committee can help us to
see how we're doing with it.
Actually, yeah. And so I will communicate with the whole committee about where we stand with what's going to be our permanent date and how that will apply to next month's meeting. But also, if everyone can, if there's any other discussion points, even doesn't have to be a resolution for next month's meeting, we can talk about things worked out. Let me know to get it on the agenda.
Awesome.
And thank you all. I'm really looking forward to it. We have a lot of great stuff to tackle. You know, these meetings tend to be long. In fact, Rich said to me, "Do you want to put your meeting after my meeting?" And I said, "I don't think that."
I'd like to set an arbitrary deadline for 2.5 hours.
That is arbitrary. We can shoot for it.
I make a motion we set the arbitrary deadline. I've sat through 3.5 hour committee meetings for this committee in the last 2 years. I'm gunning for not doing it.
Well, I think and one other thing.
You can read Chris's book online.
The smart meter discussion is ongoing. People have continued to reach out to me. I know they've sent videos to all legislators, so I would expect at some point that will be a continued discussion. And we had the last meeting where Central Hudson representatives were present. I was pleasantly surprised, so we'll see where we move from there.
Did you see the Dutchess County?
Yep, the Dutchess County took action.
Well, they forwarded it to their Board of Health. Yeah.
But based on basically using our resolution as a model. So, Okay. Is there any other discussion, Lana?
I sent this to Tracy kind of at the last minute, and I'll circulate it and then send it to everyone just to begin to consider it. Ultimately, what it is Westchester, well, at least South of Bedford, and I think the Northern Westchester Energy Action Consortium has passed this, and Orange County recently passed, and the ability to establish or participate in an energy improvement corporation, and it's a way that businesses can finance energy retrofit, and it's very favorable. So rather than go into details now, I thought I would circulate it, let people look it over. I have the supporting letter from Eddie Diana, the actual local law, and the municipal agreement with the Energy Improvement Corporation. And there will be lots of questions, so my suggestion would be to invite Mark Fielking, who's really taken a lot of leadership in creating the Energy Improvement Corporation as part of the Energize program. Energize itself tends to focus on households and small multifamilies, but for businesses, the Energy Improvement Corporation is a really good asset to have available to people. And so at some point, I don't know whether it would be February, but maybe by March, we could invite Mark Fielding or someone who can answer these questions better than I can to go over the pros and cons. And there are some sticky issues that we'll want to work through.
Okay, I'll reach out to him as soon as we can get either Mark or a representative he feels is appropriate.
Okay.
We'll put it on the agenda, so it'll either be next month or the month after.
Texas, and I'll just look at it, and then we'll email it
right
to everybody on the committee.
Thank you. I'm happy Chris is here.
Okay, let me just send it to you. What he sent me, and that'll be a better
look at that.
It'll be a little more legible.
Any other discussion for tonight? Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Make your motion to adjourn.
We have a second. Adjourn. Yeah.
Nobody wants to adjourn. There you go, Mary.
Bye.
Bye.
Motion. Yeah. Adjourn. Thank you all.